This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Hundreds of Afghans protested outside a bank in Kabul on Saturday. Others formed long lines at cash machines as a UN agency warned that a worsening drought could leave millions in need of humanitarian aid. At the Kabul airport, thousands are still gathering in hope of fleeing the country. The crowds continue even after a suicide attack on Thursday killed 169 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members, and amid warnings of more attacks. The massive U.S.-led airlift is winding down with a deadline of withdrawal coming up quickly on August 31st. The United States military struck back at the Islamic State in Afghanistan. It was acting on President Joe Biden's vow to hit the extremists in retaliation for the suicide bombing at Kabul Airport Thursday claimed by IS. A U.S. Central Command statement said a drone strike targeted an IS planner in the eastern province of Nangarhar. It said initial indications were that the target was killed. President Biden said Thursday he would strike back at the Islamic State group's Afghanistan affiliates, saying, "We will hunt you down and make you pay." Britain has ended evacuation flights from Kabul Airport and begun bringing UK troops home. Britain's defense ministry said the final flight for Afghan citizens had left Kabul. Further flights over the weekend will bring home British troops and diplomats and a few remaining civilians. A Royal Air Force plane carrying UK diplomatic staff and soldiers landed at an airbase northwest of London early Saturday. The returning troops were part of a contingent of 1,000 based in Kabul to help run the airlift. We're continuing this to follow this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Residents across the U.S. state of Louisiana's coast are taking one last day to prepare for what is being described as a life-altering Hurricane Ida. The storm is expected to bring winds as high as 225 kilometers per hour when it slams ashore. A combination of voluntary and mandatory evacuations have been called for cities and communities across the region, including the city of New Orleans. That's where the mayor ordered a mandatory evacuation of areas outside the city's levee system and a voluntary evacuation for residents inside the levee system. Mayor LaToya Cantrell said the storm's quick intensity made it not possible to order a mandatory evacuation of the entire city. A top Iranian security official accused President Biden of illegally threatening Iran by saying he may consider the other options if nuclear diplomacy with Tehran fails. Iran's Supreme National Security Council Secretary Ali Shamkhani said on Twitter Saturday, quote, "The emphasis on using other options against Iran amounts to threatening another country illegally and establishes Iran's right to reciprocate against available options." President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett in White House talks on Friday that he was putting diplomacy first to try to rein in Iran's nuclear program, but that if negotiations fail, he would be prepared to turn to other unspecified options. French President Emmanuel Macron is among the leaders set to attend a regional summit Saturday in Iraq. The Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan and a deadly jihadist attack in Kabul expected to overshadow the meeting. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and Jordan's King Abdullah II also are to attend the Baghdad summit. The foreign ministers of arch foes Iran and Saudi Arabia will also be present. Organizers have been tight-lipped on the agenda, but the meeting comes as Iraq, long a casualty of jihadist militancy, tries to establish itself as a mediator between Arab countries and Iran. Iraq seeks to play a unifying role to tackle crises shaking the region. That according to sources close to Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kademi. U.S. intelligence agencies are still divided on the origins of the coronavirus, but believe China's leaders did not know about the virus before the start of the global pandemic. That's according to results released Friday of a review ordered by President Biden. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.